We're delighted to be joined by Catherine Ann Cullen, who has two poems featured in the book. And if you want to tell us a bit about the poems that are featured.
Yeah. Hello, Pat. It's lovely to be here. The first poem that's in it is set on the north side here in Donaghmede. I actually wrote the poem because I was working with some transition year students out in Gaelcloister, Rochrane out there. And we actually did a little miniature of this book. We did a poetry map of the area there. And they were walking every day on a shortcut through this old little ruin. And I said, "What is that thing across the road from the school?" And they all looked at me blankly and said, "Oh, it's Grange Abbey." And I said, "Well, tell me the history of it." And they didn't know anything about it. So I said, "Look, I'm writing the poem about that place, and you could all pick somewhere else to write about." So that's the first poem in the book. The second one is about another beautiful cultural institution over on the south side, the Chester Beatty Library. And I don't know if everybody, hopefully everybody's been there. If they haven't, I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful place. I met my present husband there, and about a year after we were going out, coming up to our first anniversary, I think he said to me, "I thought when I was going out with a poet, there'd be a lot of poems about our relationship." And I was thinking, well, I haven't written anything about it yet. So I decided I'd set it in the Chester Beatty. And there were very beautiful things there when we met there, including all these lovely silk paintings, beautiful old books with lovely illustrations, and a marriage contract that had never been signed. It was actually Louis Charles, the Dauphin of France, had been contracted to marry one of the English princesses, Elizabeth, or Isabella, as she's called in France. But he decided that wasn't going to work out, so he married somebody else. So their marriage contract had been drawn up when they were quite small, and that was on display, and I thought that was very interesting. So I suppose it's a poem that's that deals not with it's not a very sweet poem about love. It has that kind of feeling of, well, this could all go horribly wrong, maybe, or we don't really know what's going to happen here. So,
yeah, precarious. So yeah. And one thing that struck me from the two poems, and I don't know if it's maybe symptomatic of your other works as well, is there was a really strong sense in both poems of the past and the present.
Yeah.
Between the Donaghmede one and the one you mentioned there, Chester Beatty. Is that a theme that you like to explore a lot, or was it just happened that way in these poems?
No, I think it is. It is a thing for me. I like, and sometimes it's not a very old past, but I do like to. I think it gives a great texture to a poem if you've got, you know, some history, even if it's personal history in there, you know, because those things are very meaningful, and I'm also very interested in folklore and that kind of thing, so I suppose I do let that seep into the poems as well.
Yes, yeah. And as well as poetry, you have two collections at this stage of poetry published.
That's right.
And you've also done verse for children as well.
Yes, I write poetry for children, and I've had two books published that are actually in verse, but they were published in the States, so probably wouldn't see them around here.
And even earned you an award as well.
Yes, one of them won an award for poetry and folklore, actually, which was a nice thing to get.
Brilliant, okay. Well, look, I say there's loads we could ask it, but just conscious of time, and also the fact that your poems are, there's a fair bit in them, so if you want to read maybe your choice of the two poems.
Yeah, I think I'll read the Chester Beatty one. It's just a little bit easier, I think, to read. And I'm going to read this for Anne Quinn, who's a familiar face in the audience today. So it's called Meeting at the Chester Beatty. We've only just met downstairs at the Chester Beatty Library. We have not touched each other yet. Upstairs, Durs, Adam and Eve are contemplating each other and the apple. The serpent is already waiting. Upstairs are jars older than Grecian urns where lover strains towards lover. Fragments assembled so the hero yearns towards a clear plastic mold, a stopgap in scuffed images. Whole stories cannot be told. We have not yet become curators of ourselves, guiding each other through halls of memory, reading the small notes by the shelves. You have still time to discover there are whole sequences lost from mine, here or there, a missing line or lover. Upstairs is story within silken story. Silkworms who shot threads like tiny roads were miniature cartographers of glory for emperors who mapped their own silk routes to carry gleaming bolts of gossamer in colours of dreamed forbidden fruits. And we have not yet set up paths to each other, carrying bolts of brightness. We have only just met. Upstairs are fabulous creatures with horns, in cantampres on the nature of things, monsters with benign faces, unicorns. Upstairs, Isabella's marriage contract has no seal, though holes gape where a ribbon might thread through. Louis loved another and thought better of a deal that would have sealed up a century of war, blood ribboning between England and Flanders. Love pounded louder than a battle's roar. Everywhere there is love and contract, upstairs in the Chester Beatty Library, where we have not made contact. Downstairs, only our eyes have met beneath the weight of silks and histories. We have not touched each other yet.
Wow, fantastic.